Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, when we come up with some of these articles, you're going to go, April Fool's. No, it ain't April Fool. It's April 1st, but we're not fucking fooling. And nobody's fucking fooled by what's going on. But it's first day of April 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the high, the basin here, and 33 is a low and sun. So it's going to warm up to 67 today. That's, I think it might be headed towards spring for real. That being said, we'll go through this little short shit here. We'll go and we'll, I guess I'll put that up while I'm sitting here just watching things go by. All right, and we'll be right back and we'll go to the Ministry of Lies, Alternate Controlled Oppositional shills. We'll do it. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right. Another week of atrocities. Don't even think it can't get worse tomorrow or the next day or the next. It's going to get worse. As long as we continue to back up and sit down on our asses, it's going to, hey, we'll end up fucking slaves. That's how it's going to work. If somebody doesn't, I'm somebody. Maybe I'll show you how to fucking die too. And then, but I think all I would fucking accomplish with that is that you'd all have to live with the fact that you're fucking cowards. Here we go. That doesn't mean everybody on the trenches, of course. I know you fellas out there are fucking ready. But I'm talking about the fucking Trump tards and the fucking communists and the fucking goddamn faggots and the fucking goddamn LGBTQ, and they're wanting to be P now. You're going to love this. WEF provision sneaked into omnibus bill will ration beef consumption. Well, that's one. What the hell? Legal experts, or this is by Adele Tabiabia, T-A-B-A-T-A-B-A-A-I. People's voice, and you can make some money here. You can join up and ching ching. You too can be a part of the corporation. Legal experts are raising the alarm over the World Economic Forum provision that was snuck into the recently passed omnibus bill that will severely ration America's beef supply to the public. Some of you. $15 million has been allotted to electronically track livestock, raising fears that the new system could be weaponized by the government to limit beef consumption as WEF guidelines. I really don't like beef better than, I mean, like deer and elk and then some kinds of things. Meat that's way better than fucking beef. Scott Nett reports American cattle rancher Shad Sullivan told the Epoch Times that he fears that the electronic tags will be the end of the small rancher, and that's probably pretty likely, but before they go, I'll go buy me a cow or two. And fucking, I'll get my fucking whole family in on it. We'll buy two or three fucking cows, butcher them right out in my fucking yard. They are going to use it as a taxation mechanism to eventually control the livestock, Mr. Sullivan said. In the European Union, they used to use these measures under the guise of climate change lies to limit the cattle supply. And if they do that here, it will destroy our industry. Well, God, what the hell do you think the whole fucking idea here is, pal? You better fucking lock and load. What, you think you make everybody aware that somebody else come fight your fucking fight for you? You better get ready to fucking shoot your gun. If the tag mandate is implemented, it will be the key to open the door to the gas chamber for independent ranching. Well, you want to be an independent rancher? Fucking don't throw that fucking license away. Tell them to shove their property tax up their ass. Learn who you are. Be an individual, free, sovereign national. Don't let them tax you. Raise your fucking cows and sell them to people like me. They'll buy them. Representative Thomas Macy, Republican Kentucky, who owns livestock, also sounded the alarm that the move could lead to the erosion of the industry. The left wants to, you know, it's like the left, right, there, left, right. Fuck you! There is no left, there is no right, no Republicans, no Democrats, no conservatives, no liberals. There's just the law, or there isn't, and right now there is not, and that's the problem. And every time you let it come in there, you know, the left wants, the left, there ain't no fucking left. There ain't no right. There's just fucking fact of law. The left wants to ban cattle, and before you can ban anything, you need to need a registry. You need to know where it's at and who owns it, and that's why they want to tag cattle, he said in a March 23rd post on social media platform X, formerly known as Prince. We've seen this happen in Europe. And the bottom line here is, people, you know, fucking fuck the left right thing. You think that these people aren't working in consortium, that they don't fucking, you know, shit out the same hole, they aren't the same people, Republicans, Democrats, you fucking moron. I don't think there's a moron left. They're all paid shills. That's all that left it fucking will follow them, these fucking party fucking bullshit politics, because who are you going to vote on? King of the fucking pedophiles, king of the fucking Jews, king of the fucking baby sniffers, king of the son, king of the dad, that it, king that is the dad of the fucking little baby fucking rapers, king of the genocide. Both of them are king of the genocide. I mean, fuck, you think Trumpy, you think he won't fucking go and fucking kill little babies right in front of your fucking face? You're wrong. You're way fucking wrong. In a previous post, Mr. Macy wrote that if passed, the electronic tracking will be used to green agenda to limit beef production. Fuck, it will be if you're too big a fucking punk and you ain't got the fucking balls to stand these motherfuckers down. Yes, it will be. They'll shove it right up your fucking ass and break it off because you're too big of a fucking pussy to stop them. That's all I get from this article. Thank you very much. Mayor of London candidate Shyam Batra on 15-minute cities. You won't be able to drive a petrol or diesel car anymore. If you want food, you will get a calorie-controlled system sent to you by text saying this is what you can eat today. If you violate any of these things, they will freeze your fucking bank account. You know, that's what they were doing in Palestine before they went in and, you know, to commit their genocide. They decided how many calories a fucking Palestinian could have. This is the kind of monsters you're fucking dealing with. And once again here, let's meet this one more time. Mayor of London candidate Cheyenne Batra on 15-minute cities. You won't be able to drive a petrol car or diesel car anymore. If you want food, you will get a calorie control system sent to you by text saying that this is what you can eat today. If you violate any of these things, they will freeze your bank account. Well, then we'll rip their motherfucking banks down to the goddamn ground, won't we? We won't let them do this to us. We don't have to let them do this to us. They can put some prick like this on a fucking video and say, yep, that's what they're going to do. Well, the fucking between the idea and the reality is still that fucking shadow is still there. It's still fucking waiting on you. Do it. Do it, you motherfuckers. Do it. And see if you can just say it and it just fucking happens. Or if there's a fucking rip-ass motherfucking dog fight fucking war in between that you're going to fucking lose. Oh, we're going to just going to do this and we're going to do that. Yeah, really? You? You fucking pencil neck motherfucker. You're going to come and do what to me? Send your fucking paid fucking goons. Send your fucking army from fucking down south and China and everywhere. We'll mow those motherfuckers down like the grass. And we'll take the long shots at you motherfuckers. This is treason of the highest degree. You are in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people's law, the highest law in this fucking land, and you're gross violation. You're fucking in the violation to the point of treason and sedition. You are enemy combatant, and you're going to, and it's about time to fucking put a wristband on and poke one of these fuckers out. New sanctuary city in Denver is now openly begging illegal immigrants to leave their city, warning them that they will suffer. What do you say about something like this, even on an April 1st? I mean, the first place you can't have a sanctuary city is that lets people come in and take what belongs to me without giving me due process of the fucking law. It's a fraud. This whole thing's a fraud. This whole fucking goddamn what they have created on the internet now after getting rid of the fucking real internet is just all designed to bring you back into the program, to bring you back into the administrative admiralty king chucks fucking esquires controlling your fucking life, fucking non fucking law that you are bound in by fucking your goddamn oath to this fucking country to fucking destroy by the fucking law of December 15, 1791. You are bound. If you don't do it, you're a fucking coward. And you go along with it, you're a stupid fucking treasonous coward that deserves to fucking die with the rest of these pricks. Israel deploys facial recognition program, utilizes Google Photos in Gaza. Yeah, you know, let's talk about the sweeping. Well, this is by Ken Macon, I guess it is, Reclaim the Net. The sweeping implementations of a facial recognition initiative is stirring controversy in the Gaza Strip, with the government of Israel reported to have utilized this technology to create a superstitious database of Palestinian individuals, as described by the Times. This utilization of biometric technology occurred without the informed consent or awareness of the Palestinian population. You're fucking over there committing, you're blowing up their fucking goddamn houses a block at a time with 2,000-pound fucking bombs. You neglected to get their consent, so we're going to have to shut this down. I'm sorry. I have fucking rights. April Fools. U.S. loosens sanctions on violent Israeli settlers. U.S. loosens, okay. Okay, this is by Will Porter, antiwar.com. The Joe Biden administration has clarified a new round of sanctions targeting violent Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank, saying it would allow local banks to process routine transactions with people on the blacklist. So you said that they weren't going to, if you went over there and you fucking killed a bunch of Palestinians and took their house, we ain't going to let you fucking do it. And then you went and you turned around. All you did was give them a reprieve. Just say, nah, you're a fucking Jew. You can kill Palestine. Hell, you can kill anybody you fucking want. Let's get fucking real here. You're a tiny little fucking minority. You're a little piss hole in the fucking goddamn, in the desert out in the fucking Middle East. And man, you fucking can just, you can just do any fucking thing you want. Come to America, because this is the fucking intent, and you people better fucking know it. You think they do not explicitly and absolutely believe they're going to do this to the American nationals in this fucking country? You're out of your goddamn mind. You're living in la-la land. You're living in a fucking dream, because they are going to come here and they're going to try to make this the largest open air prison. It already fucking is in the world. And they're going to kill you, and they're going to kill your children. They're going to kill your line, because man, you know what? You got to leave room. You got to make more room for fucking pedophiles, for fucking goddamn transvestites. You know, the people that traffic children, 80,000 this year so far, you know, the people that really need to be here. And we ain't fucking going to, I mean, all we have to do really is get off our dead asses and kill them. But I can't figure out what the problem here is. The U.S. Treasury Department elaborated on the penalties in a letter to Tel Aviv Central Bank first obtained by the Times of Israel, which reported that the message was intended to cool anger over the sanctions by the country's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich. Oh, we fucking pissed off a fucking Israeli by fucking telling them that we're going to sanction these people that are going in and murdering little kids and whole families and taking their homes away from them, kicking them out in the fucking goddamn to be shot at, or killing them right there on the fucking spot. How dare us? Well, this guy here, he went over here and he shook some goddamn cages and straightened some fucking people out, told them how the cow eats the cabbage. You understand that fucking goyim? You do what you're fucking told. You don't fuck with our fucking murderers. We're the chosen people by us. Israeli banks can process transactions for individuals designated under the penalties that are ordinarily incident and necessary to basic human needs or substance without exposure to OFAC. Sanctions risk provide these transactions do not involve the U.S. financial system or U.S. persons, the Treasury said, and this is all just fucking horseshit. They're never, the Jews fucking own these motherfuckers. Lock, Stock, and Barrel, AIPAC, fucking, they fucking bring them out and they tell them what, they set them down on their ass. First, they take their oath before they get to become a congressman or a fucking senator. They're not even communists. It's hard to talk about because they're not congressmen. They're not senators. This is not a fucking goddamn republic. This is a fucking corporation. Title 28, Definition 15, look it up. It's a fucking corporation since Abraham Lincoln declared martial law in violation of the 9th Article of the Bill of Rights and the 10th Article of the Bill of Rights. And the people let him fucking get away with. And it's never been fucking lifted. They've been coming after everything we have, all our fucking wealth. And now they're at the point where 1% is getting 99% of the fucking wealth. And that 1% that they're giving to the whole other 99%, they fucking want that. So they're coming for it. And we're just going to come and we're going to take it from it. Are you really? Are you really? Why do you think you need to get to doing it? Don't you? House approves transfer to Israel of more bombs and jets worth billions. Well, I mean, how are you going to kill little children, blow their fucking arms off them, blow people's houses down at blocks at a fucking time? You need some fucking bombs. We need to fucking fuel this. We need to, well, not we. The fucking goddamn corporation has nothing to do with the individual free sovereign nationals. You motherfuckers are in violation of our law. You are fucking criminals. And you will be fucking brought to justice before this is over with. By Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge, the Biden White House has approved of sending billions of dollars worth of new military equipment and ammo to Israel. The Washington Post has revealed, even amid public criticism, leave me the fuck alone. I know you're going to shut my computer off here soon. I mean, one fucking week later, you fucking stay out of my computer, Google, you cocksuckers. There are ways of getting to you too, untouchable. Equipment and ammo to Israel. The Washington Post has revealed even the public criticism from U.S. officials over Prime Minister Netanyahu's intent to soon send ground troops into Rafah, which is expected to result in humanitarian disaster in the refugee-packed southern city. You mean more fucking genocide? See, we're giving them some fucking F-13s, I think, F-35s. This package is to include 25. What's that costing us? Hey, you people living under the bridge, if you got a radio and you're listening, at 25 F-35 fighter jets. Sources told the Post, and additionally, highly controversial 2,000-pound bombs, which have been known to kill indiscriminately in Gaza when deployed by the Israeli forces. No fucking shit. That same thing they did was shock and awe. They just fucking bomb fucking goddamn innocents, people who didn't have a goddamn say in their own fucking lives, and we'll kill them, get them out of the way. I mean, the mongrels, this fucking earth for the fucking Jew, don't you know? The fucking slimy, fucking goddamn parasitic, pig shit-eating Jews. The new arms package included more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs, according to Pentagon and State Department officials familiar with the matter. The report indicates the 2,000-pound bombs have been linked to previous mass casualties events throughout Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Military campaign? No! Don't call your... Was this antiwar.com again? Is that you, motherfucker? Zero Hedge. Don't call yourself a goddamn alternate media, you motherfucking propagandist prick motherfuckers. It's called genocide. It's called genocide every fucking time because it is genocide every fucking time throughout Israel's military campaign. My fucking asshole, if your military campaign's like those two fuckers walking in that store and that little guy, that kid couldn't have been over 3 years old, rip his shirt off and slapping him around in the face. You're a real tough motherfucker, you know that? I'd put a bullet right through your fucking brain right now, you son of a bitch, if you were in reach of me, you cowards. That shows to go you what, how fucking cowardly these pricks are. I don't know if you've seen the video, but this little kid standing, little fucking maybe 3 or 4 years old, maybe. And then fucker comes in acting like, and it's got like a goddamn shirt on, sleeveless fucking shirt. And you can tell, I mean, what the fuck? He's supposed to have a gun or something? And he rips his shirt off. And then this big fucking prick in fucking full fucking gear fucking smacks this little kid across the fucking face. You low life, you are, I don't know who you are. I hope you're listening though, because you are a punk motherfucking bitch. You fucking, that's all you can fight is fucking children. This proves what you motherfuckers are. Well, I can't wait to fucking face you. These officials, like some others, spoke to the Washington Post on the condition of anonymity because recent authorizations have not been deployed. Disclosed publicly, the 2,000-pound bombs have been flagged by the human rights monitors as behind much of the soaring Palestinian casualties. No, the genocide side. Call it what it is. Quit trying to soft pedal it back. Quit trying to walk it back. Quit trying to milk toast it. It's fucking genocide. Brutal. Brutal genocide. I mean, there's genocide being committed across the fucking globe. But this is like with fucking hacking little kids' arms off and their little legs off with no anesthesia, no fucking, not even food. Once they're looking at their little starving fucking bodies, you fucking monsters. And it's just in a little piss hole over there. I'll tell you what, motherfuckers, what you better start realizing is that your goddamn Rottweiler attack dog, USA fucking incorporated, is about been reduced to a fucking chihuahua. And you're about to get ate by that goddamn fucking Rottweiler, you son of a bitches, you cowardly cocksuckers. Given they can demolish entire city blocks and produce craters 40 feet fucking wide. Yeah, we were after Hamas, that little boy in the fucking store, little tiny feller. God, what a fucking sickening little fuck you are. Weaponry was approved as part of a prior authorization by the But it highlights that for all the current U.S.-Israeli tensions due to the soaring civilian death toll, no, due to the genocide. See how they play? This is your fucking propaganda here. This is the pop. They think they're fucking so fucking smart. They sit in their think tanks, alternate fucking goddamn words to try to back off from that. Because genocide is Jenna fucking side. You can't fucking soft pedal it. Just like gun control, gun safety. We'll call it gun safety and it'll be all right. No, it won't. You fucking think we're fucking a bunch of children. You're going to meet the real fucking Americans. You're going to find out. We know exactly what you're fucking saying. And we know when you're trying to fucking back this shit off and make it seem okay to kill little fucking kids and chop their arms off, kill hundreds of millions across this goddamn planet with a goddamn biological kill agent, you genocidal son of a bitches. And traffic children and fucking goddamn pedophile children, cut little children up alive in a multi-billion dollar international industry for fucking body parts while they're alive. Have we become fucking goddamn conditioned to this, people? That's the fucking only question we need to be asking ourselves. Have we become acclimated to this so that we can fucking keep reading this shit and it fucking doesn't affect us anymore? We can see their little bodies, what's left of them, starving to death, no water. That is goddamn fucking brutal fucking genocide. Tolling the Gaza campaign, Biden is certainly no closer to attaching conditions on Israel when it comes to deployment of U.S. Supplied weapons, because Biden don't fucking run it. Netanyahu does. You fucking people are so fucking stupid, you don't know that the goddamn highest seats of power, I mean, they have their people placed in seats of power in this country with dual fucking passports, and it says Israeli American, not Americans, Israeli first. And it's just like fucking old, I heard Trumpy say the other day, I'm the best president that fucking Israel ever had. You sure as fuck were, you son of a bitch, and you sure as you think you're going to be again. But you're going to be charged with fucking genocide, you bastard, for your fucking warp speed and for the fucking death of the fucking Palestinians. Let's see what else we got here. That was getting kind of boring. Philadelphia, the birthplace of American independence. No funds for our people, but Mike Johnson will give Ukraine $64 billion on April 9th. Yeah, and they showed, you know, this freak. I know he must be on fentanyl or something. Sorry, no debit or whatever. I mean, but it's the truth. It's the fucking truth. You fucking, these son of a bitches, to pretend that they are, there's even, well, it is a fucking show, this so-called fucking election with an, it's an occupational fucking goddamn election, if anything, by a fucking goddamn totalitarian military dictatorship. It makes the banana republics want to fucking blush, but, oh, we're going to have a vote. Yeah, I'm going to vote. I'll vote. That's my right. That's my right. I know my right. My right to vote. And you can't complain if you don't go be stupid, too. You can't complain about what I fucking do to you. You can't complain that I fucking take your fucking rights away for a fucking goddamn 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, I can, motherfucker. In fact, I can do more than complain. I can put your ass in the fucking ground. WEF, World Economic Forum, declares pedophilia, sexual orientation must be added to LGBTQ, and now we're at P. Did you hear what I just said? They tried this about 4 years ago, and within 1 week they had to withdraw it. But now, see, they become bolder. Why did they become bolder? Because we're not knocking them on their fucking ass, that's why. We're allowing this fucking shit. You'll get used to it. Don't worry. Don't let it bother you, man. I mean, wait, I'll do it today for all of us. I condemn this. These motherfuckers are 1% of the population. You got 1% of the population stealing 99% of the fucking wealth. And then the other next 1% below them are all, because the 1% that are doing the stealing, the ultra fucking elite, are a bunch of fucking perverted fucking animals. These are their fucking underlings to go out into the fucking streets and fucking cut the penises off of little boys and the titties off of little girls and go and do fucking goddamn drag shows for little fucking children. You sick in the head son of a bitches. You will pay. You're only 1%. You will be wiped off this fucking planet. So get used to the idea. Sexual orientation must be added to LGBTQ, my ass. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice, and you can make some money here. The LGBTQ plus rainbow community must add a P, according to the World Economic Forum in Davos, which has declared that pedophilia is an acceptable sexual orientation that deserves respect. Do you hear that? They're going to take and fuck your little kids now, and you better fucking respect them or else you're going to get, hey, you might get in trouble. You don't want to fuck with them, man. I mean, really, you don't. You wouldn't want to get in trouble, would you? According to Klaus Schwab, this fucking foreign fucking motherfucker, how he's still alive, I do not know, because people are chicken shit, I suppose. According to Klaus Schwab and his globalist cronies, pedophilia must be added to the protected class of citizens in Western countries who identify as LGBTQXYZ and enjoy the benefits of hate crime protection. Well, you know what? I got news for you, motherfucker. You go to kill somebody, you hate them. You don't love somebody and just go, oh, I just love you and choke them to death and fucking no. It's hate, and it's out here, and it's real, and you can't fucking stop it, motherfuckers. Don't even think you can. And once it's touched off, it will be a fire in there. You will run, but there'll be no place for you to run, just like there's no place for us to run, and there'll be no place for you to fucking hide. We will hunt every fucking one of you down, and you will pay the full measure, and you will meet your fucking justice, and your fucking freaks will go right along with you. We'll clean this fucking trash heap out, and then we'll fucking start anew. And that means all the fucking invaders, you're all going to die here. Get it through your fucking head. We're going to kill you. Under Schwab's directive in countries, including Trudeau's Canada, anybody found guilty of insulting a pedophile could face 5 years in prison. Fuck you, queer. Fuck you, you fucking sick pedophilic piece of shit. I catch you fucking pedophile and child, I'll kill you on the fucking spot. And I don't give a fuck where the chips lie. I will kill you dead. And feel good about it, you fucking piece of fucking shit. You animal. Before we drive in, subscribe to the channel and join the PU guy. Get over there. So you can be the best informed fucking slaves on this planet. But do not fucking exercise the goddamn cure to the fucking malady, whatever you do. Because then they couldn't write this shit. They couldn't have fucking Porsches. This was put up intentionally. And they're go along to get along, fucking goddamn corporate motherfuckers. And this is all fucking propaganda to try. I mean, this is the easy edge of it. CNN, Fox, and ABC, CNN, CNBC, and Fox are now fucking mainstream media. Like they used to be, act like they were these guys. They're almost telling you the truth, but they were also fucking telling you lies. They were using propaganda tactics on you. And then they went, you know, and they passed the law back during fucking Obama. You know, there's been a standing law that they could not use propaganda on the American people. They removed that motherfucker about the same time they removed our law that said they couldn't export our fucking oil out of this country, too. These motherfuckers do not recognize you as a human being. You're not a stakeholder. You're a piece of fucking property. I'm not. You come for me, this piece of property, I'll fucking fuck you up, and I'll die with you. We'll die together. Infiltrated the Canadian government, and now we are seeing what this dystopian vision looks like in reality. The Daily Telegraph reports that Trudeau is seeking the power to imprison Canadians who the government suspects might commit a hate crime in the future. You fuck, what's wrong with you Canadians? All of you, go at them at once. Rip them motherfucker, rip their arms off, rip their legs off. That's right. The Canadian government is going to make thought crime punishable with decades in prison. It seems as though Trudeau read Orwell's 1984 and thought it made great instructional manual. The thought crime police will form part of the Trudeau's far left fascist. Okay, I thought fascist was right. I don't know anymore. I don't think they do. I think they fucking make a word solid. And because it's all fucking subject matter anyway. Online harms bill, which cracks down on any opposition to the regime's authoritarian agenda. Well, bring it on down here to the fucking goddamn United States, because there's some people who'd like to challenge that real fucking bad right now. One of the measures will be the bill, within the bill, would grant the power to place individuals under house arrest and force them to wear an electronic tag if they state beliefs, if the state believes that individuals might commit a hate crime in the future. Bring it fucking on. Just try it, you motherfuckers. But it gets even worse. Wait until you hear what the WEF infiltrated Canadian government considers a hate crime. Hint, it involves hurting the feelings by using nasty words to describe the WEF's protected class of people. You mean you filthy, fucking animalistic, fucking non-human? I there's no words to describe just how fucking low you are. Worm sweat, you fucking parasitic pieces of fucking dog shit. Is that what you're talking about? That's what you fuckers are. And you're 1%, and 1% can be gone like in the snap of a finger, you motherfuckers. You've had your fucking 15 minutes of fame in the fucking light. And I mean, tell you, if these people were, they try to make you seem, oh, they're just every fucking word. No, they're not. They're 1% backed by fucking, by mammon. And it's always, I've always said, it'll be a fight between mammon and the numbers of the people. How many, if the people are willing to stand up and back each other and get on that same fucking page with those 10 articles, we wipe this fucking country clean of them. Easy. But we can't have people out there just, oh, I got to think about my gold and I got to think about my silver. And well, it's just, maybe we could compromise on our fucking Bill of Rights. What do you guys think? I don't think so. I think it was written to not be compromised on. This appeals to the WEF and their vision of destroying the family unit and depopulating the earth. The World Economic Forum, which has ordered their army of influence to begin pushing the narrative, wants to introduce the international policy that will require the majority of countries to decriminalize or at the very least relax their laws against pedophilia. You listening to what I'm talking about? You didn't think they were going to come into your house and rape your fucking kids? Are you any men out there? You ready to go? The wolf's at the door. That's your part as a man. That's your first fucking obligation as a man. The wolf's at the door. You better take care of that fucking wolf and protect your fucking family. Protect your grandchildren and your old people. And so that wasn't disturbing enough. Another WEF influencers are convincing their followers to accept the cherish pedophiles as valuable members of society. They're valuable for fucking landfill, for fucking fertilizer, but as far as I'll go, with unique gifts and insights due to the suffering they go through every day. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, faggot motherfucking pieces of shit. Fuck you, trans, whatever, LGBT through fucking Z, fuck you. Raping and torturing children and running their lives does not equate to doing anything wrong, according to the global elite. Well, that's why the global elite are going in the global fucking ground. But insulting pedophiles and other protected species, and that's it, species, it ain't fucking human, could result in decades in prison in Canada and other Western countries. Try it. Something has gone very wrong here, and you'd be forgiven for failing to understand exactly what it is going. No, you wouldn't be fucking forgiven. It's been right in your fucking face. You've allowed yourself to become acclimated to it. So this doesn't shock you to the point you just walk out the door and start blasting the fuckers. Thin edge of that thick wedge, huh? Going on, it's only when you delve into devil into the reptile brain of the psychopathic elite that their depraved logic can be understood. Judging by events in Spain last month, the movement to normalize pedophilia is succeeding. No, it ain't. Do you say that? I say, fucking, you're a liar. It's just like your goddamn, your fucking poll numbers and everything. I'm going to tell you guys a secret. I appreciate if you wouldn't, you know, kind of keep it under your hat. We're kicking their fucking ass, and they fucking know it. We are kicking their fucking ass, and they know it. But that's why they have to do shit like this, you see. If you're fucking kicking ass, you don't. I mean, I didn't have to say that. I just wanted to show you how easy it was. But we're kicking their fucking ass, and they know it. They know what they're facing. They know they're facing total and absolute fucking destruction, and they're gonna fucking they are gonna face it. Parents were outraged as footage emerged of children aged 9 and younger being paraded around the streets wearing a blue, what the hell is it, brusque style lingerie, nipple shields and wigs, and rainbow pride flags attached to their backs. Boom, 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 boom. Meanwhile, in Germany, the government is considering proposals to open body exploration rooms for young children who wish to explore their sexuality. And this is like 1930s fucking goddamn downtown Berlin. I mean, you think this is fucking new? They had the goddamn cross-dressing, what the fuck they call them, animals, son of a bitch and bastards, drag queens. And they, I mean, parades down the streets of fucking Berlin and on the sidewalks, boogering little children. This ain't the first time these fucking goddamn kikes has tried this shit. It needs to be shut down and shut down in such a way it never fucking pops its nasty head up again. And there's only one way to do that, and I think we all know what that is. The elite are obsessed with legalizing pedophilia, and they are putting out all stops to gaslight the public into accepting their vice. Gaslight the public into accepting their vice. What you're doing is goddamn an abomination, and we will never fucking accept it. We will, like I said, I catch one of you doing it, you're fucking dead. You can bet your fucking Spanish land grant on that. I will fucking walk up and kill you deader than a fucking mackerel. I will not allow it. I will not tolerate it. The New York Times, always at the forefront of the globalist agenda, ran an op-ed urging that pedophilia is not a crime. Yes, by God, it is. It's the ultimate fucking crime. It is a crime that you don't even have. It's like murder. You don't have to go over it. We don't have to discuss it. It's a fucking crime. You don't touch fucking people's. You don't touch no little children, you sick son of a bitches. You fucking animals. 80,000 missing people. There's more goddamn slavery on this planet than there's ever been in the history of man. And we're fucking letting it happen. Not to be outdone, CNN countered with an article proclaiming that pedophiles are not monsters. Yes, they fucking are. Or social deviants living in the shadows. Yes, they fucking are. Or according to CNN, it's high time for society to update its image of pedophiles. We will. They'll become splats on the fucking wall. That's what their future looks like. And we'll never accept it. You'll never cram this down our throat. Give it up, motherfuckers. I don't care how much you try to acclimate it, how much you try to fucking push it here and push it there and try to make somebody fucking go along with fucking pedophiling children. You sick in the head son of a bitches. Just saying it makes us want to kill you. You better know that. CNN followed up this article with an even more explicit call for sympathy. According to CNN, we should reach out to them and seek to understand child rapists, because one cannot choose not to be a pedophile. Well, if you can't, then I guess you get a bullet in your fucking head, because we ain't going to have you fucking stalking our children, wolf. The psychologist Jesse Buring, author of Perv, The Sexual Deviant in All of Us, also, sexual deviant in me? Come find it, motherfucker. U.S. also urges the reader to sympathize with child molesters. God almighty. Writing that people with pedophilia aren't living their lives in the docet. They're externally hunkered down in a panic room. They should be, because we catch you. I catch you. You fucking die. I promise, if it's the last thing I do on this earth, I'll fucking blow your head off, and whatever comes next, but you will be fucking dead, you sick son of a bitch. Salon also got in on the act, urging us to meet and accept so-called virtuous pedophiles who supposedly want to be the best for our children. Are you listening to this? Are you fucking steaming? Are you shaking, ready to fucking rip somebody's head off? Who do you think you are talking to us like this, you fucking scum? And the BBC, which spent decades covering up for Jimmy Savile, Britain's most notorious pedophile, also wants us to think positively about so-called new pedophiles. We will. We'll be thinking about you. I think about you every fucking day, you son of a bitches. The movement has made its way to Congress. Yeah, all five of you. Now, too, when Claus says jump, Democrats say how high. Well, they can say how high. They can write shit on paper. When the rubber meets the fucking road, it's lead on lead. And that's what you're walking into, you dumb motherfuckers. The elite's fascination with crimes against children confuses many normal people. See, there's normal people who cannot find it within themselves to understand such depraved taste. It's not depraved taste, it's depraved acts. It's you're sick in the fucking head. You're a mental case. You need to be put down like a fucking rabid dog. The award-winning former 60 Minutes journalist Laura Logan explains why the global elite are so obsessed with raping and torturing children. As Logan explains, the elite are determined to defeat God. I don't know if they're doing that, but they're sure getting, the fucking elite are the fucking pedophiles. I mean, they have their underlings here. They even probably have their stars and their fucking fag cross-dress shows, all their shit. But it's the 1% that are the fucking problem. Oi, 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 oi. And the fuckers who fucking direct every fucking movement they fucking make. And that is the goddamn Ashkenazi fucking goddamn Jews. The fucking Jews, period. Every fucking Jew. Don't think we're going to come along and we're going to start killing you motherfuckers. And then we're going to stop. Oh, we got to the Jews. Some of those are God's people. Well, you can pick the fucking fly shit out of the pepper. I'm not even going to come close. You don't like it, I'll mow your fucking ass down. Here at the People's Voice, we have been warning, yeah, you're just something else. We didn't know about all this shit, about elites' God delusion for many years. Laura Logan's words should be taken very seriously, I know, because she's a mainstream fucking shill. We don't take nothing, she says. None of you fuckers say seriously, and you better get that through your fucking propaganda's heads. While they may be shocking to many, her words are, if anything, an understatement. They are waging a spiritual war against our children that shows no signs of abating. No, they are fucking committing fucking crimes against our children because we won't enforce the fucking law. Quit trying to make this a goddamn fucking religious war for a theocracy, because I'll kill a theocracy as quick as I'll kill any other one of them. You will not tell me how to think. You will not tell me how I will live. I will have liberty, and I will be left the fuck alone. Anybody who can't go by those 10 fucking articles and live that autonomy, you better fucking just stay the fuck out of everybody else's way, or you will go down, and you will go down hard. It ain't a goddamn... Is there good and evil in it? There's good and fucking bad. There's good and evil. You goddamn right. But I ain't seen... I mean, fucking... The answer is to become a fanatic on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, become a complete fucking fanatic. Fuck through the sheets. Fucking your women fucking have to be covered with fucking face covering and shit like that. Just leave us the fuck alone to live like we want to live. If you want to live, that's what you better start thinking about. They are waging a spiritual war against our children that shows no signs of abating. Reprobates have now unveiled a new flag to further their push for the normalization of their vice. It's not a vice, it's a sickness, as they continue to push for civil rights for pedophiles. According to the pro-pedophilia movement, April 25th is Alice Day, a special day for pedophiles to celebrate their God-given sexuality. See, they want to get this fucked. Anything but straight up fucking enforcing the law. Anything. Because if we straight up enforce the law, we get every fucking one of them. If we fucking go and start doing this going through the fucking Bible looking for our fucking battle plans, we're going to fucking lose, I promise you. You better fucking get that goddamn 10 articles out, and you better fucking learn it, and you better understand your autonomy, and you better fight with it to your fucking death. This is whether you have a line into the future or not, you dumb son of a bitches. And enough of you fucking goddamn fanatics on the other side. I don't want your fucking God. I don't want your interpretations of God. I want nothing from you but to be left the fuck alone. And you try to fucking take your goddamn own personal interpretations and enforce them upon me as law. I will kill you. The reference is to Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland, who was allegedly a pedophile. Or something. Well, why the fuck not? Watch your children and keep them safe, for goddamn sure. This is one rabbit hole you do not want them to go down. Here at the People's, I don't want to hear about you at the People's Voice. Just go to hell, you fucking propagandists. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Way past time, but we're going to take a break anyway because I got to have a drink of water. We'll be right back.
Desire, we've seen burning hell.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donate. Nope, don't do that. Thank you for your donations and contributions. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1 o'clock Pacific time. Of course, that was Megadeth. This planet's on fire and burning hell and all of this. But you know what? Yes, ma'am.
Henry, you know, listening to your coverage the last 15 minutes or so on the pedophile issue, you know, I think of that old saying, you know, we debase in order to control. So they have to degrade us down to the lowest common denominator. And it makes me think that their end goal is, you know, aside from killing and enslaving, is having us just an orgy all the time, open sex, anywhere, anybody. And if you don't comply, you're in trouble or killed or whatever. And I just wanted to say your coverage of this issue, no one else is screaming like this, but the coverage today was so important and profound that I hope everybody that's listening will copy the archives later and send it to everyone they know, because this is the only hope for the children. It's going to start that they're going to start taking the children. And so, Henry, I can't thank you enough. What you said is the most important thing today, right up there with ending genocide. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you. I was thinking during the break, you know, you think about the history of man. You had people who wanted somebody else to sweat, somebody else to parasite off of, so, you know, so they could go and enjoy their lives where somebody busted their ass and work to give them the fruits of their labor. And then you had people that just flat ass couldn't leave other people. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with them. I can't leave other people alone. Well, what the fuck's wrong with you? Nobody's bothering you, but you would come over here and you'd come over on my where I'm over here by myself doing nothing, and you would start to fucking bother me. We've got to straighten this goddamn place out. We got to get back to fucking liberty. I do as I fucking please, so long as I'm not bothering nobody else, and you do the same. We have a problem. We have a system to solve it. We have the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is absolute. It has all the procedures. It has all the maximums. There's no difference. We cannot settle that away. And until we've given that a fucking chance, I mean, how are these people that want to do all this other fucking shit? Hey, why don't you give that goddamn Bill of Rights a chance just once? Why don't you try it? Why don't you see how you like autonomy? Why don't you see how you like fucking true fucking absolute equality and a level playing field and access to your own fucking resources and taking back all the fucking wealth that's been stolen from you? Give it a shot. Step up. I mean, step on. Anyways, guys, that's about enough for me for this day. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But this week has started out. There was a lot more terrible shit down the page there. You know, I'll go take a look at it. But, yeah, we can't acclimate ourselves to fucking accept pedophilia, and we can't acclimate ourselves to accept genocide. If you do that, you're not even a fucking human being anymore, and that's the Word from the Trenches.